Hey guys, I'm Nikki Canis.
I'm Maris Nicastri.
And welcome to our podcast.
Today we are focusing on the values that coaches in our school believe in. As athletes of the school's varsity teams, we've each experienced different coaching styles.
It was interesting to hear the variety of opinions of each individual we interviewed. So without further ado, our EGHS coaches.
My name is Mark Mercado. I coach the girls' tennis and the golf team.
Okay, so do you believe that you are a good coach?
I like to believe I am a good coach, yes.
What makes you a good coach?
Well, I think I can relate to players. Being a teacher in the building is important. I see kids on a different basis and I see a different side to them. So I think that is overall important in terms of coaching the entire person, both as an athlete and a student. And what else makes me a good coach? I would say that I try to motivate kids. I learned a long time ago that if you can make kids believe that they're 15 to 20% better than they actually are, then they will actually rise the bar to that point and almost overperform on a continual basis. And if you can get kids to overperform, then you're doing quite well.
So what do you look for most in an athlete as a coach?
Devotion, dedication to the sport, to see that they can push themselves and not necessarily just... I want kids to be leaders. I want kids to be motivated and in order to get to the point where you don't have to tell them to go out and run. You don't have to tell them to play on the weekends. It's just something that they will do themselves. And you know, you don't want to have just a bunch of like puppy dogs who are sitting there waiting to have a treat thrown at them. You want them to kind of do their own thing. So.
All right, last question. Are you good at 1v1 basketball?
Yes.
Okay, hi everybody. My name is Mike Florio. I am the waterfront director at Narragansett Town Beach. I manage 130 people, and the majority of them are the best athletes in the state. We represent the Northeast. We have been the Northeast champions for the past 23 straight years. So I have a very good idea of managing people.
Do you believe that you are a good coach?
I believe that I am a fair coach with the knowledge that I've had from each year. I think it's one of those deals where coaching is a constant teaching experience. So, and I'm constantly learning as well. So I would like to say that I'm open always for changes, but I like where I'm headed.
What makes you a good coach? What do you believe makes a good coach?
I think my ability to listen to my athletes and to understand where they're coming from and try to adapt my philosophies into theirs, with the idea that we all have to get from point A to point B, but sometimes there's a track that goes around it and leads you to it. And I think that's kind of what life is all about, is a little give and take and trying to compromise to get to the finish line.
What do you personally look for most in an athlete as a coach?
Good question. I think I look mostly for dedication, people that have the same desire to do well as I do, not necessarily to win as much as to participate and give 100%. I'd rather coach people that desperately want to be there than people that don't but have the skills. And a beach atmosphere, I know it's a little different than coaching, but in a beach atmosphere, we're still teaching kids how to be lifeguards. And if they really don't want to be there, but they have all this athletic ability, I'd rather have someone who's not, that is going to be more on point. But I guess you can kind of look at that in sports in general, because you really want the athletes that want to work hard.
All right, last question. Do you believe you could beat Brock 1v1?
One-on-one?
Yes.
All day, every day. I would run that out-of-shape piece of crap to the ground. and he would call me his daddy.
Hi, my name is John George. I'm the football coach here at East Greenwich High School.
So, do you believe that you are a good coach?
I hope that I'm a good coach. I don't know if I could say I believe I am, but I hope I am.
What do you believe makes you a good coach?
I think I know the game of football pretty well, and I try to teach that to the players as best I can. I try to make it fun for the players. I try to make it important to the players. And I guess my main goal, and I think all coaches should have this goal, but it gets lost often, is that kids should have a good experience. And I would take that over winning games. In other words, if I had a choice of, you could have a great team that won a lot of games but didn't have a good experience, I would rather have a team that didn't win as many games but enjoyed playing together and had a good experience. That's more important to me than winning.
What do you look for most in an athlete as a coach?
I tell our kids that they have to be, to play for us here at the school, they have to be talented and they have to be reliable. And I would say out of the two, reliability is more important. If you're not talented, if you're not extremely talented but you're very reliable, then you can help our team and you can help us win, you can contribute. If you're talented, and it almost doesn't matter how talented, if you're talented but not reliable, then we can't really use you. And I think that's a good lesson for kids to learn when they leave here and they're done with football, that just showing up every day and working hard is more important than talent. All right,
last question. Do you think you could beat Brock 1v1?
Procato?
Yes.
In basketball?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. I would beat the hell out of him. As long as there are unlimited fouls, then yes, I could.
Hi, my name is Chris Cobain. I'm the athletic director here at East Greenwich High School. My coaching experience has both been in youth lacrosse and youth basketball, as well as high school boys basketball.
Do you believe that you are a good coach?
I believe, based on my track record and experiences with my players, that I have found success more times than not.
Right. What makes you a good coach?
Well, I think probably the biggest key, I think, to being a good coach is one, having the ability to understand and appreciate the audience in front of you, because it changes on a regular basis from season to season, week to week, game to game. So to be able to have a good sense of where your team is at, I feel I have a good ability of reading that situation within my team. My ability to communicate with my teams as to what we're looking to accomplish, how we're going to accomplish it, and the processes to get there, I think has helped us find successes more than failures on a regular basis throughout my coaching career.
What do you personally look for most in an athlete as a coach?
Respect of the game that we're playing, respect of the adults that are around them, whether it be officials, coaches, other coaches, and the other team, is my first deal breaker about that sport and the love of that sport. So if you have that characteristic, I know that you're going to give me a very strong effort in trying to get better as an individual and better as a team because of that respect factor. The other piece that I like to look for is, are you a hard worker? Because if you're a hard worker, I can help you get better. If you're not a hard worker, it doesn't really matter what I say. And the final piece is, are you coachable? And coachable is something that I think is lost in this day and age, because there's way too many voices in kids' heads, and they forget that they're supposed to listen to the individual that they're in front of at that moment in time, regardless of what's said at a dinner table, in a car, or on a travel team. You're in front of a coach, you need to be coachable, whether you like it or not, and that is probably my tipping point when it comes to athletes.
Question. Do you think you could beat Brock 1v1?
Absolutely.
Hello, my name is Humberto, and I coach two sports here at East Greenwich High School. I'm the assistant coach and head JV tennis coach, and I'm also the head coach of the girls' fast pitch softball team.
Do you believe that you are a good coach?
I believe that I aspire to be a good coach, but I don't think any coach should rest on whether they think they're good enough. They need to continue working to excel with the game and grow with the game.
What makes a good coach?
I think strong leadership, understanding, and evaluation of your players, your program, and what is the next step for the sport? Because the sports are constantly changing, and you can't have the same program for 40 years. You got to keep changing.
What do you personally look for most in an athlete as a coach?
Dedication, heart, and a fighting spirit. A lot of the sports, the abilities that the student is willing to work hard can be taught. They can grow, but you can't teach heart. It's like basketball. You can't teach height. You know what I mean? So you can't teach heart or desire.
Okay, last question. Do you think you could beat Brock 1v1?
Basketball?
No, but publicly I will say that I will.
As athletes, Nikki and I have both experienced different coaching styles. To me personally, a good coach is one who communicates with each of his or her players.
And to me, a good coach consists of communication, loyalty to all of his or her players, and making sure the environment of the sport always has balance.
All in all, everybody has a different opinion on what makes a good coach. What do you believe makes a good coach?
We would like to thank each of the coaches at EG that we interviewed.
Thank you for sharing your own experiences and letting all of us athletes learn from you.
And I just want to say, shout out Mr. Downey. Unfortunately, he was sick the day of, but we all know you're a respected coach. We missed you, Bob.
All right, that's all. Join us next time.
Bye! Bye.